AP McCoy's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Saturday Racing Preview with AP McCoy. The 19-time champion jockey is on the line to look ahead to the action at Doncaster. We're also going to take a little bit of a look at Newbury and Kelso as well. And AP is on the line now. How are you, AP?
Good, thank you.
Good, man. Quite a bit in the paper today from your press conference yesterday, talking about your chances at the Cheltenham Festival. And you mentioned there that Jeski's probably your best chance of having a winner at the festival. Just talk us through your thoughts there, because the champion hurdle's wide open, isn't it?
Yeah, it's wide open. It is a wide open champion hurdle, but the reason I thought Jet Ski was because, he's probably one of the shortest priced horses that I'm going to be riding, if not the shortest price. So, but also the fact that he has got, he is the champion hurdle, and I do think that there's no form like champion hurdle form when it comes to the race again the following season. I mean, if you look back over the last 20 years, it's it's unbelievable how many times the names of horses that have been first or second or third turn up again the following season and perform again. And obviously we've had some multiple winners in the past, and hopefully Jeski could be one of them.
Yeah, like I say, no form like champion hurdle form, proven. There, you've got several others as well. Callingford Lock, obviously, in the Gold Cup. That would be something if you were to win the Gold Cup again in those JP McManus silks on the last day of the festival, wouldn't it?
Yeah, look, he's got a good chance. He's another horse that would like the ground to dry up a little bit. And there's not much between those Irish horses form, the Lexus and the Hennessy form in Ireland. All those horses are very closely matched. Rose the Riches on his own, Lord Windermere, Carling for Luck, Fox Rock, even if he's supplemented. So, and Seven Yards of Company has got definitely the best form in England. So, there's not a lot between Irish horses, that's for sure.
Yeah, and with regards to Mr. Mole as well in the Champion Chase, there'd be some kind of poetic license to it, I suppose, if you announced you were going to retire on board Mr. Mole and then go and win the Champion Chase on a horse that was largely unconsidered for it a year ago. So that would be something, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and he's one that's he's been rejuvenated out of the ordinary by Paul Nicholls. One of his last four races, he's just got in the, there's nothing like a winning habit, and he's got that winning habit at the moment, and he keeps improving. Very open champion chase with little question marks over Sprint de Sacre and Serre de Grugier. I mean, obviously, Serre de Grugier has won well since at Chepstow, and Dodging Bullets has got the most solid form. So, again, an open champion chase, and it would be nice if Mr. Mole could be the one that could win the champion chase. As you said, after announcing retirement on him, it would be pretty special, aren't it?
Yeah, there are obviously those are the standout ones that you've got at Cheltenham. Are there any others, dark horse or anything that you'd consider at the moment?
I don't know if there's any dark horse. I mean, we're going to have a lot of runners in the handicaps, but it'll be whether I pick the right one or not. I don't think there's one horse in the handicap that I think, I'm definitely going to ride that. There's a lot of them that I have absolutely no idea which one I'm going to ride. There's a couple, like the Hargan will probably ride in the Triumph. I think he's got a good chance if it dries up. The first race to Supreme Novices is Jolly Allen or VCO Ville, if they both won. So there are a few decisions to be made, but hopefully I'll make the right ones.
Yeah, okay, good stuff. Well, we'll look forward to that in just over a week or so, isn't it? And before we move on to Saturday, one final question. You've mentioned that you're going to stay on and ride in the Grand National. You were always going to do that, weren't you?
Yeah. Look, the Grand National is it's the most famous horse race in the world, so I was very much always wanting to take part in that, and who knows, maybe go out in the winter.
Right, let's look at Saturday's action then. You're in action at Doncaster today, AP. Any reason in particular you've gone up there?
I couldn't get a ride at Newbury, so Newbury's 20 minutes from the house, so I'd much rather have been in Newbury.
Yeah, I'm not surprised, yeah. Let's look at Doncaster then. The first race is the 125. We started with a class for Novices Hurdle. It's over 2 miles and three furlongs. And Cardinal Walter is the 4-5 market leader. 7-4 for Fort Worth. Royal Rays is 8s, 16s for Heated Debate, and 33-1 or bigger for the others. You ride John Joe trained Fort Worth, who won a bumper, successful on hurdle debut at Weatherby as well. And the runner-up, Arthur's Secret, has subsequently franked the form. So can he keep his unbeaten record over hurdles going?
Yeah, look, hopefully he will do. I think, you know, his bumper form is okay without being outstanding, and his novice hurdle win at Weatherby was a good enough win. Hopefully he's a horse that will have improved again. I think he'll have to have done, because I think Cardinal Waters' form is very solid, especially finishing behind Kiwi the last day in Newbury. I thought that was a good run. Kiwi looks a very smart horse that's got a chance in the Supreme Novices. So I do think Ford Worth's got to improve to beat Cardinal Water. Of the others, there's a few of them there with bits of chances, but do I think it's a two-runner purely in form? I would say yes. I would think that the two horses, I mean, Royal Rise of Oliver Sherwood has got a little bit of form. All right, was third last time. You could maybe give him a chance, but I think it's between the two. And if I just being perfectly honest, I think Cardinal Waters form is probably just the better.
Okay, Cardinal Walter then, the one to beat in the open of the second race is the 2 o'clock, and this is a Class 2 handicap chase over 2 miles. The market headed by If and But Why Not, who's 3-1. It's 7-2 for Festive Affair. Dresden 4-1, 11-2 for King's Grey, and 8-1 or bigger prices for the others. Starting with your ride here, AP, Festive Affair, who's still pretty lightly raced, and on the pick of his form, you'd say he could be competitive here, but yet to get going this year. Is today going to be the day he bounces back?
Yeah, hopefully so, but he has been a bit disappointing. I rode him in Sandown on his last run at the end of January. A little bit disappointing, to be honest. We'll hopefully like the drier ground. That will definitely give him a little bit better chance. But he has been a disappointing horse, and you know, I think he's one that you'd watch rather than be back. And that's not to say he won't win, but I just don't think he's consistent enough to be getting involved in If and But Why Not. I won on last time at Musselburgh, battled on really well. I think he went up £5 for that win, which wasn't too excessive. And I think if he repeats his run from Musselburgh, I think he's going to take a lot of beating. I think he's a very solid horse. He was a good hurdler, and he seems to be getting the hang of chasing now as well. And of the others, Dresden of Henry Oliver's has been in good form. Was second in his last couple of runs, solid enough horse. You know, I think he's got a chance too, but I really think that If and But Why Not is the one that they've all got to beat here, and I can see him taking the beat.
Okay. If and But Why Not, the one to beat in the 2 o'clock. The 2:35 is the third race at Doncaster. This is a listed mares novices hurdle. It's over 3 miles, and Princess Tara is the 9-4 favourite. 5-2 for A Doll in Milan. Golden Road is 3-1. It's 6s for Balmerset, and 14-1 or bigger prices for the others. You're on board Nigel Twiston Davis's A Doll in Milan, who's won twice, pulled up in desperate ground at Foss last time. Will the better ground and the longer trip suit her here?
Yeah, I'm hoping so. She's won over 2 miles at Ringfield, and it was pretty soft. It was fourth then at Newry behind Carrie Monarock, then won at Weatherby on soft ground again. Last one at the first class was disappointing in the Welsh Champion Hurdle, but that was obviously very, very heavy ground. So stepping up to 3 miles, hopefully that won't be a problem. Hopefully she'll stay well. I think she's got a good chance. She's the highest rated mare in the race, so that stands her in good speed. Of the others, Princess Tara of Peter Bowens has steadily improved. Was second at Chepstow before winning twice, first last, winning very easily. So I could see Princess Tara having a good chance as well. The other one, I suppose, is Golan Road. Golan Road won pretty well in Leopardstown. So that's pretty good form as well. Before that was second to Urana. I think it's between the three. I think it's between the three of them. I'm hoping Doll in Milan, but I think the way Princess Tara won last time, I think she could take a bit of beat.
Okay, moving on to the fourth race next. This is a Class 2 handicap hurdle. It's over 3 miles, and Batavia is the 15-8 market leader. Call the Cops 5-2, 7-1 for Seldom In. Cantlow is 8s with Waltz Darling, and then 11-1 or bigger prices for the other two. You're on board Cantlow here, AP, who's struggled for the last 12 months or so. The Hood and Tongue Tiger on for the first time, and if that helps him reproduce his best, he'd get involved, wouldn't he? But it's just a case of whether he can.
Yeah, I think he was a decent horse in his day for the last sort of best part of it. You know, he's been out of sorts, if you like. and it was disappointing the last day in Kempton when he pulled up. He's got a hood and a tongue tie on today. Hopefully it'll rejuvenate him a little bit. But he's, again, I think he's one that you're probably best watching. I don't think he's one that you could trust too much. Batavia, but David Pipes won well when he won at Wincanton last time. Before that, I actually won him at Ascot. And I think off a mark of 132, I'd be hoping, I think David will be hoping that he's going to win today to get himself into the Cheltenham Festival, because 132 might not be high enough. Of the others, Call the Cops of Nicky Henderson's is the other one I suppose worth mentioning. Call the Cops has got some decent form, but it was a bit disappointing when fourth last time at Kempton. Won well enough at Ludlow the time before, but got, you know, has been a little bit inconsistent, if you like. So, and the other one is Seldom In of Sandy Thompson's. I actually rode him the last day, and I think he's a horse that will improve for the better round. I think he's definitely got a chance, but I think Batavia's got to take it.
Okay, Batavia to take the meeting in the 3:10. The 3:45 is the Grimthorpe Chase. It's over 3 1/4 miles and a wide open. Renewal of the race as well. Dropout Joy is 5-1 at the top of the market, being supported from 6s this morning. It's 6-1 for Knight in Milan. Montparan is 7-1, 8s for Super Duty and Streams of Whiskey and Theatre Queen and Archer, in fact, and then 12-1 on bigger prices for the others. As the betting suggests, AP, an open renewal of this race. Who would you like in there?
Yeah, again, very competitive race. Look, Montparan actually won very well when he won at Chepstow. Cheltenham, sorry. The first time he'd shown a bit of form for quite a while. Sean Bones back riding him again. He won them last time. He beat our father and St. R. St. R has won since. So the form of the race is pretty solid. He's obviously got top weight and the competitiveness won't make it easy for him. Knight in Milan is the obvious one. He's a very solid horse, likes John Casker. Has ran plenty of good races around there. Was third If In Doubt the last time in the big chase around there at Doncaster, so he's got good course for him, and Knight of Milan definitely got a chance. The other one, Dropout Joe, Charlie Longsons, and he has got okay form. He was fourth last time behind Irish Saint at Ascot in a decent chase there. Before that, he was third to King's Palace, who's obviously one of the favourites with Sunderland Hurdle. And before that, he won at Carlisle. So Dropout Joe's got good okay form as well. Super Duty of Ian Williams has been a little bit out of sorts as well. Hasn't won for a long time, so it's hard to see him getting involved. I actually like the top horse. I like Montparan. I think he's the one that's going to take the whole beat.
Okay, Montparan in the 3:45. The 4:20 is the sixth race, and this is a Class 3 handicap chase over 2 miles and 3 furlongs. This time is 7-4 at the top of the market for this. Benefit Cut 7-2, 100-30, out to 4-1 for Shadrach, 5s for Bobcat Billy, and 13-2 for Wings of Smoke. Only 5 of them in the lineup here, AP. You're on board. Benefit Cut, who makes his first start for Stuart Edmonds? What do you make of your chances there?
Yeah, Benefit Cut hopefully has got a good chance, but he's running off his highest ever mark of 135. Been a little bit out of sorts in his last couple of runs, but before that one at Ascot, in a decent enough race, so that probably gives him a little chance in what is an open race, because this time the favourite has been disappointing. He fell in his last run and pulled up the time before that, so there's a few question marks about him. Bobcat Billy won at Wetherby a couple of runs ago, but was a little bit disappointing in a better race at Ascot last time. Shadrach of Keith Reeves is a consistent horse without winning too much recently. The other one is Wings of Smoke, who I think has been pretty solid. He's been fourth in his last couple of runs at Haydock and Kempton, and before that he was second at Stratford. I think I'm going for Wings of Smoke
there then. Moving over to Newbury for their big race, the 3:25, which is the Greatwood Gold Cup Handicap Chase. It's a Grade 3 over 2.5 miles and sound investment, well backed at the top of the market, 6-1 into 7-2 this morning. 6-1 for St. Raph, Royal Regatta is 7s, 9s for 7th Sky and Benny's Mist and Westwood Point, and 10-1 are bigger prices for the others. With Paul Nicholls having such a good record in this race of late, AP, is it significant, do you think, that sound investment's been backed?
Yeah, I think so. Look, it's not any such shock to the system. Paul Nicholls has a great record in a lot of races, but He tends to lay his heart out for those Saturday meetings, and he's done extremely well. I think last weekend I heard that he'd won like 15 of the Premier chases over the Premier races over the 15 meetings on the Saturday televised races. So it's no shock that Sound Investment is has been well backed, and I can see why his form is decent enough. He was fifth in a very good race behind Young Master last time, not beaten that far, and before that he was second to No Butts at Newbury. He's got solid form, and I can see why that why the market is the way it is. Saint Ralph of Robert Walford's, he won last time, won well when he won. Look, he could be an improving horse. He won at Wincanton. He won a long, long way. He's a little bit higher in the weights. He's £11 higher, but he's going the right way, so he's definitely got a chance. Royal Regatta is another one worth a mention. Of Philip Hobbs's, he actually won last time at Doncaster and won okay, won battled well, and won the time. Was third the time before that to another one of today's runners, Seven Sky of Charlie Mance, who's also in good form, but they're creeping up the weights. You give a number of them I mentioned. I'm going to be very boring and go for the favourite Sound Investment purely because of Paul Nicholls' record on a Saturday's big races. So I think you'll keep the record going, and I think Sound Investment will take all the beating.
Okay, Sound Investments at Newbury. Heading up to Kelso for a couple of good races. They've got the 3 o'clock is the Premier Kelso Hurdle, which is a Grade 2 novices hurdle over 2.25 miles. Bristol Demay is the 2-1 market leader, 5-2 for Intense Tango. Glyngarburn 11-4, Chieftain's Choice 6s, and 16-1 or bigger prices for the others. Some real interesting and progressive novices in here, AP. Definitely the top four in the betting there, all going the right way. What do you make of this race?
Yeah, there's a lot, and you can give a good chance to. I suppose you could say that Bristol de May was maybe a little bit disappointing last time behind Garde of Victoire and Jolly Allen. Before that, he won a Grade 1, the finale hurdle at Chepstow. He's a four-year-old. He's a smart horse. He's getting £11 from the likes of Glyngarburn, who I actually thought won quite well when he won the race in Kelso the last day. Which was a decent enough run. He beat High Hawk, who won at the Cheltenham Festival last season. That wasn't a bad form either. Intense Tango, I've been impressed with. I thought she won well at Doncaster the last time. I was second in passing time, and Analefe of William Mullins was third. That was a good solid run. Chieftain Choice is a horse that I've won on a couple of times, but he fell last time. I think it's between the four-year-olds, to be honest. I think it's between Bristol de Mai and Intense Tango, and I'm probably just going to go for Bristol de Mai.
Okay, Bristol de Mai to return to winning ways in the 3 o'clock then, and the 4:10 is the last race we're going to look at. This is the Premier Kelso Chase. This is just short of 3 miles, and Cloudy 2 is 11-4 at the top of the market, 3-1 for Upsilon Blur. Carlito Brigante is 7-2, 9-2 for Runswick Royal, and fives or bigger for the other two. What do you like there, AP? I suppose you kind of want Upsilon Blur to win and frankly miss them all for, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that would be nice. Look, he was a long way, well, he was beaten quite easily by Mr. Maud last time at Newbury. That was over 2 miles. He's stepping up to 2.7 miles today, so he's stepping right up in trip, to be honest. But you know, he's a horse that's won over 2.3 miles and 2.5 miles in the past, but never as far as this. Hopefully Upson Blair's got a very good chance. It's a very open race. Cloudy too is a horse that hasn't ran for a long time. The last time he did run was back at Paydock, April of last year. Was a decent horse in the day. Before that, he obviously ran the Cheltenham Gold Cup, so it's a bit of a drop pass to those races that he was running in. Carlito Brigante was a decent horse back in the day when Diggins turned on them. He has since done well for his new time at Kentucky. Won okay at Kelso the last time, gone back up the weights again, good chance as well. Runswick Royal, consistent enough form, was fourth behind Oscar Fortune at Haydock last time, and Safari River of Lucinda Russell's. I'm as you say, I'd love Upson Blur to win just purely from form perspective for Mr. Moore, so I'm going to go for him.
Okay, Upsilon Blur, then thank you very much, AP. Thanks for talking to us, and good luck this afternoon.
Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.